Welcome back to the second hour of Guitar Tracks. I'm your host, Brian Tarquin. Tonight I have a great interview, and very special because he is Dave Mason, the legendary guitarist from Traffic. And he has played with everybody from the Rolling Stones, Paul McCartney, George Harrison, Jimi Hendrix, Eric Clapton. So he begins on how he formed the band and his guitar interest.
Just got into guitar because it seemed like a good idea at 14 years of age. I mean, I'm sort of there back there at some of the, you know, not the very beginning, but more or less the beginnings of, you know, rock and roll. It sort of was the next thing after model airplanes for me, if you really want to know the truth. And then I just got more into it and, you know, formed local bands, little bands like you do, and formed a band, a couple of different versions of bands with me and Jim Capaldi. And then my basic earliest influence in what I wanted to be was Hank Marvin. Hank Marvin of the Shadows. I'm from England, Worcester. Jazz, blues, you know, lots of different kinds of music. By the time Traffic started, well, Jim Capaldi and I were already playing together. We were both big fans of the Spencer Davis Group. And we sort of met up in Birmingham, which is 35 miles from Worcester, where we, you know, play pub gigs or small clubs. Some after hours place in Birmingham. And we just sort of became friends over the period of a year and a half. And we just kind of hang out when we could. Steve had and Chris Wood were good friends. And then Steve got to the point where he didn't want to really be with the Spencer Davis Group anymore. And that's how Traffic started. Basically four guys just hanging out, you know, pretty much all similar, you know, diverse yet very similar music tastes, you know, and that was the times too, you know, early 60s. And, you know, and we were kids, you know, there was nothing you couldn't do when you're that age.
That was really a golden age of music when all the great musicians were kind of flocking together at the same watering holes. Now he tells me life after Traffic, playing with Jimi Hendrix and Derek and the Dominoes and Eric Clapton.
Oh, the initial breakup was after the first album. I was just too young for the success all at once. I'm just a country boy at heart. It's all a little too much for me, and I couldn't deal with it. You know, basically England, you know, everybody finished up in one place, and that was London. So, you know, there were three or four after hour semi-private clubs. And you would run into, you know, one or two people would be in there from some band. Really got friendly with Hendrix. He was just there one night. I'm trying to think what the club was. I think it was Blazes. But he was sitting by himself and just sat down and started talking to him. And then we kind of hung out, you know, spend times maybe at his apartment listening to a lot of, you know, listening to records. Got up and jammed a few times in clubs down there. And then, yeah, and that's how I came to be on All Along the Watchtower, Crosstown Traffic. It's me on that 12-string acoustic. It was just me and Hendrix and Mitch at Olympic. You know, there weren't that many studios in London. You know, Olympic was, that's where the Stones did Beggar's Banquet, Traffic did their albums there, Hendrix, everybody, you know, you're pretty much using the same engineer. Yeah, it was very small community. Yeah, I mean, right now, pretty much you got, you know, one place and that's Nashville. But, you know, back then, you know, you had L.A., San Francisco, Nashville, Memphis, Philadelphia, New York, and Detroit. Well, I knew George through McCartney, and we would go down to Abbey Road occasionally when they were recording and stuff. And then I got into sitar, which is how I got closer with George. You know, after Traffic, for me, we tried a couple of things with a replacement for Steve, which was pretty impossible at the time. I mean, really, at that point, time after the second album, and all the I've put down what really happened with all that in my book that's coming out in May. Only You Know and I Know. So at that point, I just, you know, I wasn't attached. I was young, you know, I was 21, 22, with no responsibilities. And at that point, I just figured, you know what, to hell with this. I'm going to go where, you know, as I say, the British invasion is really an American story. I mean, you know, this is where it all started. So I just said, you know what, I'm up and out of here. And at 22, basically, I moved to America. That's where, you know, my first solo album, Alone Together. I mean, it was always a desert island pick, and it was rated as one of the classic albums of all time to come out. And that sort of disappeared somewhere over time. But that was my first solo outing, though I wasn't. I kind of preferred the role of a band. I'm not really a front guy. I sort of thrust myself into that position. Well, they were all pretty much session people, and they also, a lot of them rose to prominence later, but they were all pretty much session people in LA. Jim Gordon, Carl Radel, Leon at the time had made an album. It was had a band called the Asylum Choir, but they were mostly session guys. And then to Eric picking up a lot of those people, which came out of the Delaney and Bonnie band. All those people were all friends. They're all basically Tulsa people from the South. And then I played with, when I first came, played with Delaney and Bonnie for about a year or more, guitar. And then they had a big, huge hit record with my song, Only You Know and I Know. And they were a great band. And then we went out on the road on a lot of the Blind Faith tours. And that's where Eric took most of that band, Derek and the Dominoes. And it's not really sort of telling tales because Eric has gone through this enough times, but Jim Gordon had sort of introduced Eric to heroin at the time. And there wasn't a lot getting done, frankly. And, you know, I was 21, 22, 23 years of age. And just like, come on, what are we doing? So I up and left, basically came back to the States. Yeah, I think there's a few things, two or three things I was on, early things. So came back to America, did the album with Cass Elliott. And then after that, sort of just continued with my own solo career.
That is so wild that he left Derek and the Dominoes and Eric just took the band because really nothing was getting done. So he got kind of fed up. Now he goes on about the new tour and his new album and all the musicians he's playing with.
Well, obviously it's called Traffic Jam. So we're covering some Traffic songs. A couple of them are on a blues album that I put together that should be coming out, called A Shade of Blues in the next few months. And there's my versions of Dear Mr. Fantasy. And well, actually Dear Mr. Fantasy is out right now with me and Joe Bonamassa. And I have a reworked version of Low Spark that Joe's on. One other new song on there with him called Use It or Lose It. John Sambatero, he's been with me about over 40 years. It's my other guitar player, Ray Cardwell, playing bass. Marty Farah on drums. And Mark Stein from Vanilla Fudge just joined on keyboards. It's a really great band. If you like straight up music, and then it's a great band. There's no smoking mirrors. I mean, we'll be, you know, out for most of the year. The first part's pretty much Florida. The South and Texas, you know, probably take a month off and then we'll be back out with, you know, doing the Midwest and East Coast and take another break. And then we'll come back and do California and the Pacific Northwest. Always been in the U.S. Japan was strong for a while, but that's sort of petered away.
I have to say it was great speaking with Dave. I saw him live at the Plaza when he played in Orlando last month, and he was killer and his band was killer. So now I'm going to play that classic track, Feeling All Right.
Seems I've got to have a change of scene, 'cause every night the strangest dream. Prison by the way it could be. Left here on my own, or so it seems. I've got to leave before I start to scream. Someone's locked the door and took the key. You're feeling alright. I'm not feeling too good myself. Well, you're feeling alright. I'm not feeling too good myself. Well, boy, you sure took me for one big ride. And even now I sit and wonder why. That when I think of you I start to cry. Just can't waste my time, I must keep dry. Gotta stop believing in all your lies. Cause there's too much to do before I die. You're feeling alright. I'm not feeling too good myself. Well, you're feeling alright. I'm not feeling too good myself. Felt that way, but that was then and now it's today. Can't get up yet and so I'm here to stay. Till someone comes along and takes my place with a different name, yes, a different face. You're feeling alright. I'm not feeling too good myself. Well, you're feeling alright. I'm not feeling too good myself.
Shoot. red Mexico. His eyes were moving, but there's no life showing. And I'm gone, gone, gone. I don't care, 'cause I'm gone, gone, gone. I don't care, it's where I'm from. I'm on the road again.
Hey, this is Dave Mason, and you're listening to Guitar Tracks on WFIT.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say the joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine. Plowman, dig my earth. None will level on the mine. Nobody of it is worth. To get excited.
I can't believe that's Dave Mason on 12-string guitar. That is Jimi Hendrix all along the Watchtower. And before that was Traffic with Rock and Roll Stew.